Will you VM?
Your voice in Burlington and Plattsburgh, WVMT.
Hey, if you are seeing foliage, give us a report. It is really starting to happen over the Brandon Gap, I will tell you that. Man, oh man. You have to talk to these trees. Not so fast, you guys. But other areas, not so much. I'm looking at the Mad River Glen ski cam right now. And looks like they're kind of, sort of, about to, but not as much as you would think. Kind of up high like that. Really interesting. So if you're seeing foliage, there's a whole story about that. I think I told it. I can't remember if I told it on this show or another show, but I'll tell it to you. And tell us where you're seeing foliage, if you are seeing it, and where you like to go apple picking. Or if you like to apple pick, all right? And we'll get back to trivia in a little bit at 888-414-0303. Oktoberfest is here. Well, in the great tradition of Oktoberfest, what better place and what more beautiful surroundings than at the Von Trapp Brewing Beer Hall at the Trapp Family Lodge. It is Oktoberfest time, and our dear friend from Trapp Family Lodge, Bob Schwartz, is on the line to tell us all about it. Bob, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Bruce?
I am good. So excited to talk to you about this. Which Oktoberfest is this? This has been going on for a while.
Yeah, this is our 14th annual Oktoberfest, happening on September 16th at the Von Trapp Brewing Beer Hall in Stowvermont. Beautiful Stowvermont. Always in the top list for best fall foliage places to visit. So, you know, beautiful scenery, amazing beer, awesome food. We've got it all.
I think those are the ingredients for sure. We need good people to bring it all to us, though, and you've got a couple of experts there with you today. Who's going to help tell the story today, Bob?
Yeah, so we've got our general manager of Von Trapp Brewing here, Kevin Wheeler, and our quality manager, Jack Van Papagon, that are going to give you some information about the beers that will be highlighted. All the things that are special that make our beer the best lagers out there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Jack and Kevin, good to have you with us. Kevin, how many Oktoberfests is this for you?
This will be my fourth with Von Trapp Brewing.
Nice. And Jack, how about you?
This is going to be number three for me.
All right. Well, it is going to be a great, great time, a great weekend. Everybody's looking forward to it. And this is going to be one of those years. I mean, turnout for everything has just been stupendous. And we want everyone to know, first of all, that it is happening, that everything is good to go. We are set, and there's no barriers to getting up to the lodge and to the beer hall and all of that. So it's an important thing, and maybe kind of stating the obvious, but apparently that's the word that we need to get out, guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, we do still have some availability at the lodge left for next weekend. So if anyone's interested in coming up and booking a room, we definitely have some rooms available. Sessions are getting close to selling out, especially the middle session. I think there's only like 100 or so tickets left. We're doing about 450 people per session. Three sessions, 11 o'clock, 2:30, and 6 o'clock. They're 2 hours and 45 minutes in length. So it gives them a good amount of time to enjoy a couple amazing beers, some great food, listen to the band, and then kind of head back home or wherever they back up to the lodge, wherever they're going to be coming from.
Right. Just to head on out there and admire that view. It is a gazillion dollar view up there. Nothing short of incredible. So let's start with the beers. We've got exciting beers and an exciting collaboration. What beer should we start with?
Well, we should start most obviously with our Oktoberfest this year.
Yes.
That's a traditional Märzen, and I'll have Jack describe its qualities.
Yeah, definitely. So we brew more Oktoberfest than any of our other seasonals, so we're always happy to have it around. 5.8%, 30 IBU, amber lager. Nice, toasty, nutty, smooth, very drinkable for, you know, being a kind of amber colored beer, and it's one we love to brew every year, and we're excited to share it with the people this year.
Now, that beer stays the same. The recipe stays the same Oktoberfest to Oktoberfest, right?
Correct. We make minor tweaks, but this should be on par with, you know, what people are used to expect for this beer.
Yeah. It's when we talk about seasonal beers, sometimes and that's some of the excitement, but you like to know that if the Oktoberfest lager that you enjoyed last Oktoberfest is going to be back this year. Excellent. Well, as my daddy used to say, here's to your first one today. And it's a great way to start things off. What else are we going to be pouring?
We brewed a very special collaboration with Narragansett. Lee Lord came up here last year. We did some brainstorming, knowing that this beer was going to be released around this time. And we made a hoppy fest beer. So if you go to the Oktoberfest celebration in Munich, you have the darker kind of like malty Märzen style Oktoberfest. And then also a fest beer, which is a lighter, drier, more drinkable version. And that's what most brewers are making out there. So we decided to make both this year. And the collab is a fest beer, so lighter, hoppier. Just with, you know, a little Narragansett twist on it, and we're all loving it right now.
So nice.
Very great.
Well, isn't that great? It's hard to believe that these two great names have not gotten together before now.
Yeah, we were certainly thrilled at the opportunity.
Yeah, isn't that exciting? We've been talking about Narragansett beer all day long today, and it is having a moment in Providence. It built a new brewery and a tasting center and a little place to eat and things like that. So it is really just one of the one of the newest sensations, and it only took, what, 150 years to get there. So it's very, very exciting, and that's going to be great to taste. We are talking beer. It's the Trapp Oktoberfest, the Trapp Family Lodge Oktoberfest, going on next weekend at the Von Trapp Brewing Beer Hall in Stowe. What is the next beer? Now, are we showing these in the way that you might taste them if you were to taste a flight of these?
Yes, we're serving all these in traditional Oktoberfest steins. So, you know, big 20-ounce mugs, good for cheersing. And you can get the rest of our lineup too. So Pilsner, Helles, Dunkel, the rest of our beers that we like to produce just to give people some variety.
Sure. Yeah, everyone loves the Helles. The Kolsch, tell me about the Kolsch. I am a Kolsch fan.
Yeah, so Kolsch is a really fun one. It's the only ale in our year-round portfolio. So it's a blonde ale fermented with an ale yeast on the cooler side, and then we lager it. So, you know, it's kind of a bright, lightly fruity, lightly hoppy, super drinkable, nice and dry and crushable. Great summer beer, but also, you know, perfect year-round too. So just another fun traditional one in our lineup.
Interesting. The Oktoberfest beers then tend to be on the lighter and more drinkable side. I don't know why I thought differently, but take a minute and talk about what an Oktoberfest beer might be like. You sound like you have several of them there.
Yeah, definitely. So traditionally they were kind of darker, sweeter, fuller bodied. Over the years, they've kind of lightened up. Ours is on the lighter side in terms of ABV. Just because we like drinkable beers and, you know, we want to have more than one and we want our guests to enjoy themselves without, you know, getting too far down that path.
Exactly. But. Yes, that's it's key. I mean, we can, you know, we've had a lot of beer geek talk over time and, you know, oh, the ABV, it's 7.5, it's 14.3. And it's like, yeah, well, fine, except one sip and that's all you're doing for the day. So I'm with you. We want drinkability and sociability and things like that. And of course, we want to pair these with some amazing food, and we will do so in mere moments as we talk beer and Oktoberfest with Bob Schwartz and Jack Van Papagum and Kevin Wheeler from Von Trapp Brewing, the Trapp Family Lodge. The Oktoberfest is next weekend. Yeah, wait until you hear. There are feats of strength. The official stein holding contest. Yes, it's a thing. There is such a thing as the official U.S. stein holding championship. And we'll find out about it momentarily. And Jack and Kevin really have a great time with this. But we veer off into geekdom. It's very easy to do with things like beer. It's very easy to do with things like anything, right? A geek is a geek. But if you notice, Jack was talking about well, he used the word as a verb. He said lagering, all right? I'm going to throw that in as an instant trivia question. What is meant by lagering? L-A-G-E-R, not log like logs, but lager. What is meant by lagering? Once upon a time, every beer ad was, hey, Narragansett lager beer. What is lagering? Get on the Beer Geek line at 888-414-0303 and we'll put you in the draw, all right? We're playing for coffee, by the way, because someone has to keep their wits about them, and it may as well be you and me. But it's interesting because there are some parallels between beer and coffee. Not only is coffee used in beer, and there are coffee notes in things like stout and stuff like that, but in the overall making and the overall taste of beer and body and lightness versus heaviness, it seems to be going the same way in beer and coffee, because some of the more popular kind of newer coffees are lighter, and we're getting away from the dark roasts and dark things, which I hate, because I love a dark roast coffee. So I'm not anxious to see this trend going on, and I'm not quite as passionate about beer, but I do like a dark beer. So, but I do like a light beer too, now that you mention it. And there's nothing like a nice summer lager and all of that. So, I'm much more amenable to different kinds of beers, but I am a coffee snob to the nth degree. And that's why Vermont Coffee is the official coffee, but I digress. Anyway, back to the beer in just a little bit. We'll climb back up the mountain to the Trapp Family Lodge just ahead. Well, there's no such thing as fake beer, right? No such thing as counterfeit beer. Am I right? We're talking Oktoberfest, and we're talking some great beer with our friends from the Trapp Family Lodge, Bob Schwartz, Jack Van Papagom, and Kevin Wheeler. We have tasted a couple here, and I think now we are ready with what goes great with these great beers. And, of course, we want to pair these with some amazing food. And, as usual, the menu looks incredible. Let's get into some of these food pairings with these beers.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, these are some of our kind of core staples that we serve at the beer hall. You know, chicken schnitzel with Jaeger sauce, that's always great with Helles. The goulash and Oktoberfest are a fantastic combo. And then roasted root veggies, you know, that goes great with our Vienna lager or our Dunkel lager. All of our beers are really made for great food pairings. They're clean. They let the food speak and vice versa. So, yeah, very versatile all around our, you know, lineup.
Right. And if you're just looking for maybe a little bit of a nibble, we've got a couple of appetizers for you as well.
Exactly. The pretzels are always great. We do, you know, a bratwurst. We do a knockwurst. So just good little sausage snacks if you're not feeling up for a full entree. Yeah, really something for everybody here.
Sure. And what else will be going on during Oktoberfest next weekend?
Yeah, so we have at each session, we'll have the local Insta-Doodler band, which they're from Burlington. We're doing a cask tapping, a celebratory cask tapping at each session. We used to do just one. Now we're doing one at each session so everyone can join in on the fun. And then we're also doing a Stein holding contest with the U.S. Stein Holding Association.
What is involved in that?
So you have to hold a 1 liter Stein for as long as you can, straight out, fully full with beer, or in our case, it's water because you can't legally give that much beer to someone at once, I think. in Vermont, at least. So we fill it with water, and we line up. We have do a men's and a women's competition. We line them all up. We have some judges on our team that have all the rules for the U.S. Stein Holding Association, and we basically judge them and see who can hold the stein the longest. You have to have your hand straight out. You can't move your hand up or down. Can't bend your elbow. All sorts of things. It's a very fun contest. We did it actually last year for the first time, and it was a humongous hit. So
that's hilarious.
That also we are doing for each of the three sessions.
Oh, man.
People
what,
really get into it.
What's the record? What's the time to beat?
Oh, you know, that is a good question. I think it was around 4 minutes.
Wow.
A little over 4 minutes, which, yeah, I mean, It's funny, you know, if you try to do it yourself, when you hold one of these glasses up filled with something, it sounds like it's going to be easy.
Not at all.
And then you realize how quickly that it gets heavy very quickly for folks. So, but we had a lot of surprises last year. We had a gentleman who is much older than a lot of the contestants last year, who came in, I think, third. You know, we had these guys, these 20-year-old guys with big arms going out before this older gentleman gave up, and there was a lot of upsets last year. So I think it's going to be another fun event.
That's great. How? Yeah. Let me ask the question this way: how heavy is the stein?
Oh, that is also a good question. I would say maybe 8 to 10 pounds.
Really?
All in.
8 to 10 pounds.
Yeah, the glass is very, it's a big glass. So if you've been to Munich before and you've gotten one of their glasses, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
You see sort of, you know, the servers coming around with these big giant mugs.
Of course. I was going to ask, and the last year's winner probably would have gotten this joke. I was going to say, what's a stein weigh? And of course, the answer is a piano.
Right.
But the winner was so old, he knew that joke last year.
That's great. And we're also doing a Chocton contest at each session as well. So we encourage, highly encourage folks to show up in their best German Oktoberfest getup. Chocton is a traditional German wear that you'd see folks in at any Oktoberfest celebration in Munich. So, you know, that's also a contest that we have prizes for. Sam Buntrap, who will be there, who also says hello, by the way.
Oh, love Sam. Give Sam my best, please.
I will. He wanted me to give you your best, too. Give you his best as well.
Gosh.
It's a lot of fun. It goes by very quickly because there's so much going on, and, you know, people love it. People come up year after year. That weekend will be a very busy weekend in general up here. So, it'll be great to come up. It's a great time of the year to visit the area and then also come to Oktoberfest.
Oh man, how great is this going to be next weekend? Yeah, the traditional Oktoberfest outfit, the cask tapping, the stein holding. I love it. Only at Oktoberfest at the Trapp Family Lodge. All weekend, all day next Saturday. It's going to be fantastic. And there are adult tickets, there are student tickets, and there are some qualifications there. And Bob Schwartz, how can we get some tickets?
Yeah, so if you visit trappfamily.com, that's Trapp with two P's, T-R-A-P-P family.com, and you go to happenings and events on our main webpage, you can go to our happenings and events calendar that has a listing with the menu as well as a book tickets button that you can purchase tickets through. All adults will get a mug, appetizer, and entree, and a beer, one beer included. Students get entree, app, and a mug with a soda. And then children will get an app and a drink, you know, soda or non-alcoholic beverage. So each ticket has sort of different things included with it, but it's great because there's, you know, by doing these tickets ahead of time, your entree and your app and your beer ticket ahead of time, it really cuts down the line. So you can really get to enjoy yourself and not necessarily have to stand in a line with 300 other people trying to get a beer.
There you go.
Which people really enjoy. They can get right to it.
It's going to be another rocking Oktoberfest for sure at the Trapp Family Lodge. No place like it. Really amazing. And find out more at trappfamily.com. Bob Schwartz, Kevin Wheeler, Jack Van Pappingham. How did I do?
Perfect.
Oh, good. And that's just on one Narragansett, right? How about that? Hey, great to have you guys with us, and have a great Oktoberfest. What is the greeting for Oktoberfest?
I know the cheers is Prost.
There we go. Okay, so we'll just settle for Prost. We'll go with that. Absolutely. Great to have you guys with us. Looking forward to it. And it's going to be great atop the mountain there at Trapp Family Lodge. Thank you so, so much for being with us and giving us a taste of Oktoberfest at Trapp Family Lodge.
Thanks for having us, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce. Cheers.
Prost. Now, there is, if you look up Stein Holding Championship, it's a whole thing. It's a sport. it's sanctioned. You can register your venue and all that. And there are rules. As Jack and Kevin were talking about, you have to start out with a 1 liter stein filled with beer. It must be a glass stein, according to the stein holding rule book. And you can just look it up and see for yourself. But it's glass. But if you think about it, something that's going to be able to hold an entire liter of beer has got to be fairly heavy, even if it's made of glass. So the unfilled weight, according to the stein holding rulebook, is 3 pounds. So whatever the rest is beer. Now, it doesn't say whether the beer has to be of a certain type. Light beer, dark beer, is light beer heavier, the lighter than dark beer? I don't know. But it must be full. So this 1 liter stein is full of beer. And then you hold it in front of you. You may not hold it to the side. You hold it in front of you. And you can't move. You can't bend your elbow. You want to probably get somewhere close to, but not locking that elbow. And there you go. And then it's a matter of time. So as you heard the boys say, these muscle-bound guys, right? These bodybuilding guys, right? Couldn't do it because their arm weighs too much. Holding onto that stein full of beer. So the little guy comes up, right? He's like, yeah, I got this. And 4 minutes later, there you go. I could not find the record time. Maybe you know, and maybe you've taken part in this. And we'll share it with us at 888-414-0303. We are going to be at the more sedate barbecue next weekend. I mean, we're going to have plenty to hold in our hands, and our plates are going to be full and everything of amazing barbecue. More about that as we go along, but that's where we will be next Saturday at the Wayberry Inn, and we hope that you'll join us there, and we hope you'll join us for the afternoon here. And we've got trivia to play. We'll go over that in a minute and continue on. It's actually turning into a halfway decent day. Burlington actually has some sunshine. Places like along the walkway near Echo or the Church Street Marketplace. Yeah. Some other places, you'll get there, hopefully, before the day is out. But then the clouds are going to take over. And we'll keep you covered on.